when the master journeyed from his native Galilee. Would my house have been one to watch him while he talked and supped with me? Would my serving have been as Martha's or as Mary's at his knee? Had I been in the hall of Pilate, heard the jeers and mockeries, would my way have been that of Peter, to deny my Lord as he? Or if chosen with those disciples who were in Gethsemane, would I too have been wrapped in slumber when the master called to me? Now I know, as I find my answers with a new humility, that the need is today as ever for a true fidelity. And I pray in the teeming moments that my thought shall prove to be so expressive of Christ's